Amen.
Blog Talk Radio.
Right. Yeah. That's right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Like if you remember Miss Betty and the children.
Yes, Miss Betty and the children. Yes.
And Tony's
nephew. And Brother Tony's nephew. Amen. And remember, I'm so glad to see Sister Lillian today, that God has blessed and touched. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All general requests. Oh, I'm sorry, Sister Regina, I'm sorry.
I thank you, Lord. Lord, I say praise for me.
Amen.
So many Thanksgiving friends, and I thank you so much. It's coming back. Filling the stitch out the eye, he said, and the pressure should go down. But thank you. I'm getting around like I was. I had a 94-year-old come down and get me together. The medication on the circle. I was with, and I had her to sit here, and so she came down. And you want me to come down? Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. Well, the Lord places helpers for His people. Amen. Yes, right. The Lord, yeah, the Lord. Yes, the Lord sent someone to help. He didn't say how old they'd be or how young.
That's right.
Praise God. Amen. Thank God. The God is faithful, isn't He? Amen. Amen. And He wants us to be humble enough to accept the help that He sends. Whoever it is. Amen. So, amen. God bless you, Sister Regina. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Our general request. Amen. We all have a need from the Lord. The altar is open. If there's a special need, the Lord says, come boldly to the throne of grace. If there's a special need, the altar is there. And after the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord.
Amen.
Shall we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 450 near the cross? 450 in the worship of the Lord.
Praise God.
Jesus, King, meet me near the cross.
Amen. Amen. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, giver of life, our Redeemer, Lord, our salvation. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your goodness to us. We give glory, dear God, and praise to your most holy name, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, because you are the giver of all good things, dear God. And Lord, you loved us so much that you gave your Son to die for us. Lord, we were without God and without hope in this world, but Lord, you gave your Son to die. And Lord, we thank you, dear God, because we have a hope now, dear God, beyond this world, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for Lord being our Father. We thank you, dear God, for providing for our needs. We thank you, dear God, for your mercy, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for your Spirit poured out upon us, dear God. And we thank you, dear God, for power to live holy in this life. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless our coming together. Lord, we pray that you would have your way, dear God. Lord, in this service, as Lord, we've come to worship you in the spirit of holiness. Lord, we've come to worship you, dear God, in spirit and in truth. And we pray, dear God, Lord, that you would get the glory, dear God, from everything that is said and everything that is done. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all those things that you have done for us, dear Father. Lord, we praise your name, dear God, for what you've done, Lord, for Sister Regina Cunningham, dear God. Father, we thank you, Lord, because we prayed for her going into her surgery, Lord. And we prayed for her during her surgery. And, Lord, we've been praying for her since her surgery, dear God. And we give you glory and praise for what you have done, dear Father. Lord, our faith still looks up to you, Lord, on her behalf, dear God. And we thank you, Lord, for her testimony, Lord, for what you've already done for her, dear God. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that when it's time for the stitches to come out, Lord, that you would just take that pressure in the eye and just bring it down, Lord, to where it's supposed to be, dear God. And Lord, we know, dear God, that you're improving her day by day. And Lord, you even sent, Lord, a 94-year-old, Lord, to help her, dear God. Lord, we don't know, Lord, how you're going to send your angels to help your people, dear Father. But, Lord, we give you glory and praise, Lord, for sending that dear one, dear God, to be a help to Sister Regina, dear Father. Lord, we give you praise and thanks, Lord, for, Lord, just improving her day by day, dear Father. We know, Lord, Father, that she'll continue to give you glory and praise, dear God, because her testimonies, Lord, will be a help to someone else, Lord. We don't know, dear God, that whereby, Lord, we may have to go through the same thing, dear God. And Lord, you've already been with our dear sister to go through it, dear God, so that, Lord, when it comes our time, she can encourage us, dear God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you've already done for her, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you continue to bless her, dear God. Remember her family. Remember her daughter. Remember her grandchildren, dear God. Remember her great-grandchild, dear Father. Speak to their hearts, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that they can see, Lord, what you're doing for Sister Regina, and, Lord, that will draw them to come to want to know you, dear God, in the free pardon of their sins. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you remember Sister Carol in a special way. We thank you, Lord, Father, for being right by her side, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for comforting her, dear God. Lord, still even doubt this, dear God, her mind goes to her husband, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Brother Carol's life, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you continue to comfort Sister Carol, dear God. Be by her side. Be her strength, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, dear God, Father, for her brother, dear God, being there to help her, and her grandson, dear God. And Father, we pray, Lord, you continue to deal with them, dear God. And we thank you, Lord, that they are mindful of Sister Carol and are coming by to do whatever they can do for her. Again, Lord, we don't know, Lord, how you're going to send your angels to help your people, dear Father. But we give you glory and thanks, dear God. And Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless Sister Carol, Lord, and help her, Lord, to lift you up, dear God, Lord, that they may be drawn to you. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for seeing Sister Lillian today, dear God, and knowing, dear God, that you're touching her, dear God, even touching her knee, dear God. We thank you, Lord, that her fall was no worse, dear God, than it was, dear God. And Father, we know, Lord, that times, Lord, when falls happen, Lord, and bones are broken, dear God, or concussions happen, dear Father. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for blessing and touching her, dear God. And Father, when they got her up, dear God, and Lord, she stayed in the service, dear Father. She didn't leave, dear God, to go home and say, she said, my knee is hurting. She said, and they asked, Lord, are you hurt? He said, yes, I'm hurt, but I'm not emergency squad hurt. I'm going to stay here, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for even that testimony. And we thank you, dear God, Lord, that the knee being wrapped in the ice on it, dear God, and even those who helped her, dear God, putting the ice on it, dear God, and helping her get her knee wrapped, dear God. We thank you for them, dear God. Again, Lord, we don't know how you're going to send your angels to help your people, but we give you glory, dear God, because we know, Lord, you do all things well. And we're thankful, Lord, to see Sister Lillian come in today, dear God. And Father, she didn't take the elevator up, Lord. She walked up the steps, dear God. Lord, it's you and your power, dear God. And so we give you glory today, dear God, for what you have done for your people. Lord, we thank you, dear God, to see Sister Wigfall here today. And we know, dear God, that she was not feeling well. Even as Minister Jenkins prayed at the beginning of service, she wasn't feeling well, dear God, on last week, but she was here, dear God. And Father, you blessed her, dear Father. And Lord, we thank you, dear God, but she's here today, dear God. Lord, she pressed her way, dear God. And she said, when I spoke with her on the phone, she said, Lord's will, I'll see you on Sunday. Lord, it was your will, and we give you glory. And we thank you, Lord, to see her this morning. And we pray, Lord, you continue to touch her and strengthen her in her body. Lord, she always gives you the praise and glory for it, dear God. Lord, we know, Lord, that she's always looking to you, Lord, knowing that her help comes from you. Lord, we pray, dear God, you continue to touch her and bless her in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember her children in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember all three of her children, dear God. And we pray, Lord, that you would supply their needs, dear God. Lord, supply their physical needs, dear God, all three of her children. Both of her daughters and her son, dear God, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Lord, you supply their needs for their soul, dear God. This we ask in the name of Jesus. We know that Sister Wigfall is praying for them daily, dear God. So, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would bless and undertake, Lord, and speak to hearts, dear God. Lord, that they would be drawn to thee. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Remember her grandchildren, all of them, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember them all in like manner, dear God. Speak to hearts and minds and souls, dear God. Help them, dear God, to consider Sister Wigfall's holy conversation and godliness in thee. Help them to consider how Sister Wigfall has lived for you, for all of their lives, dear God, and down through the years, and really for our lives too, dear God. Now she has been a godly example for many of us, dear God. Lord, when we were still in sin, dear God, and we were young people, she prayed for us, dear God, and she lived before us, dear God, and we're so thankful, dear God, for her holy conversation, and she's still walking in the light, and she's still holding on to thee, dear God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for her, dear God, and pray, Lord, you be with her daily, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember Sister Holmes and her family, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Holmes and for her life also, dear God. Lord, how, Lord, even in affliction, even in the nursing home, dear God, Lord, she's still lifting you up, dear God. Lord, there's not a doubt in our mind, dear God, but that everyone in that nursing home who has had any contact with Sister Holmes at all knows that she is a child of God. Because, Lord, that she always lifts you up, dear God, wherever she goes. She lets others know, Lord, that all of her help and all of her strength comes from you. And so, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you continue to strengthen Sister Holmes in the name of Jesus. Help her, Lord, to be an example of believers, dear God, that those, as we said, who have come in contact with her would know that she truly is a woman of God. Remember her family, dear God. Bless, dear God. We thank you for them, dear God, and Lord, for their faithfulness in seeing to their mother. Lord, we pray, dear God, your blessings upon them, dear God. And if there are those, dear God, who are unsaved, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would speak to their hearts, dear Father. Lord, if there are those, dear God, who are out in confusion, dear God, and who may think they're saved, dear God, but, Lord, have been turned, or minds have been turned around by Babylon, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, allow the truth, Lord, that they learned as children, dear God, to penetrate through, to cut through, dear God, the veil of lies, dear God, Lord, and reach their hearts. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to bless. Remember Sister Smith, dear God. We thank you for her, dear God, and pray, Lord, your anointing on her, dear God, that she, Lord, seeks to bring that young woman, that soul, dear God, to church with her, that she might hear the truth of your word. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask your anointing on Brother Morgan, dear God. Lord, we thank you for him, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for, Lord, how he takes your word to all that he can, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember those men that he met on the street, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would help him, Lord, to be a light. He asked for prayer that he would be the light that they need to see, and that he would be able to bring them the light of your word, dear God. Lord, that they would come to know, Lord, that it's not just trying to start up a gospel group, dear God. Father, Lord, they need to know what the gospel really is, dear God. Father, it's not whooping and hollering and shouting and singing at the top of your lungs, dear God. But truly, it's to walk godly, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, it's to have your sins forgiven. It's to be cleansed from sin, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, your anointing on Brother Morgan, dear God, that he would bring the good news of Jesus Christ to these souls, dear Father. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, speak to the hearts of Lori and Nate, dear God. Help them to know, dear God, that salvation is not a one-time trip to an altar and then not coming back, but salvation, Lord, is to continue to be cleansed from sin and to continue on in thee, dear God. Lord, speak to their hearts, dear God. Father, we thank you, Lord, that Vanessa was here, dear God. Sister Vanessa was here on last Wednesday, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help her, dear God, Lord, to continue on. Remember her request even from Wednesday night, dear God. She asked for help, dear God, even with her mouth and the words that she speaks, dear God, realizing, Lord, that she was coming to you, dear God, to get help, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would help her, dear Father. Lord, we pray you would be with her. Remember that grandson, dear God. She brought a request for him on Wednesday night. So we pray, Lord, for that baby, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless and help, dear God. Pray our faith looks up to thee, dear God, on behalf of that little child, dear God. Lord, even as you've been with Lauren, dear God, you're able to be with that little baby also, dear God. This we ask in the name of your dear son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would have your way, dear God. Remember Sister Maria and Brother DeAndre, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, that they're safe, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would be with them, dear God. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that they are parents who long to have their children around them, dear Father. We know there's some parents that are trying to get rid of their children at every opportunity, dear God. So we thank you, dear God, for these parents who love their children and miss their children. But Lord, we know, Lord, when it is the right time, Lord, you will, Lord, make the clouds part, dear Father, and allow the plane to fly, dear God, to cause them to allow them to come to get their children. So, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would just have your way, dear God, in the situation, because we know, Lord, that you're going to work it all out. Father, in the meantime, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would give Brother and Sister Jenkins, Lord, the strength, dear God. We know they already have the love. Lord, give them the strength, dear God, to care for their grandchildren, as we know they lovingly do, dear Father. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask your anointing on Minister Jenkins this day, dear God. Pray, Lord, you continue to be with her, Lord. We know, Lord, that you've been dealing with her on the message, dear God, even as she's been caring for her grandchildren, dear Father. So, Lord, we pray, Lord, Lord, your special anointing, dear God, upon her this morning. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done for Sister Millicent, dear God. Ask, Lord, you continue to bless her, dear God. Strengthen her, dear Father. Lord, you've allowed her to go back to work part days, half days, and some days of the week, Lord, and we thank you for that, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that she's walking, dear God, and is getting better and better, stronger and stronger. Lord, you are adding strength to strength, and so we give you glory this day, dear God, and thank you, Lord, for all that you have done and what we know you're going to do, dear Father. Lord, we operate, Lord, on your time, dear Father. Lord, not on man's time, dear God. And so, Lord, we know, dear Father, Lord, that when it is your will and at your time, dear God, Lord, you will completely restore her, dear Father. Lord, you've already brought her a mighty long way. And so, Lord, we give you glory and praise. Lord, remember that co-worker, I believe, Lord, one named Chaz, dear Father. Lord, who lost his mother, dear Father. Lord, we ask, Lord, your comfort upon that family, dear God. And Father, we pray, Lord, that you would help Sister Millicent, Lord, to speak a word of comfort. Lord, we pray, dear God, again, that you would continue to comfort the Johnson family, dear God. Father, we know, Lord, we're praying for Sister Carol, dear God, and the loss of Brother Carol. We're praying, continue to pray for the Johnson family and the loss of Sister Dee. And Lord, even as we come into the house of God, our minds turn to her even when we're not here. As we come in and we see places that she would sit or places that Brother Carol would sit or things that they would do, dear God. We look at the organ, dear God, and our thoughts go to Sister Dee, dear Father. And Lord, comfort us all, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus. But Lord, as a sister, Sister Jenkins prayed for Sister Carol, Lord, we pray for the Johnson family, knowing, dear God, that Sister Dee is resting in thee, dear God. And Lord, there's no better place to be, dear God. So, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would comfort our hearts, Lord, to help us, Lord, to make it, dear God. Help us to be true, dear God, so that, Lord, we can also, Lord, when it be your will, rest in thee. Lord, we pray, Lord, your blessings upon this service. Lord, those that we've forgotten to pray for, dear God, you know all about each one, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, you remember Brother Levester, dear God, who came to the altar, bowed at the altar. Lord, you know all his needs, dear God, and Father, you know what's on his heart. So, Father, we pray, dear God, Lord, that you would bless and grant, dear God, the desires of his heart, dear Father. Lord, as only you can. Lord, we pray, Lord, you be with him. Remember his family in a special way. Pray, dear God, that you remember his children, his grandchildren, dear God. Father, remember William in a special way, dear God, over the highway, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for having kept him safe and keeping him safe, dear God. And even when storms are coming, Lord, it seems like, Lord, if it's coming where he is, Lord, it seems like you always have him leave a day ahead of time. Truly great is thy faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, you continue to have your way, dear God. Remember the children, dear God. Father, remember Sister Fluellen downstairs, dear God. We pray, Lord, you give her a touch. Touch her body in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that she presses her way, dear God, to be in the house of God every chance that she has, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just give her a touch, dear God. Remember her feet and her legs, dear God. Just remember her, dear God, even as she presses her way. And bless her, dear God, even in her home, dear Father. Lord, we pray that you would have your way, dear God. Remember Brother Mann. Lord, we thank you, dear God, as we're singing the songs of Zion. And perhaps some cannot see, dear God. I see him at the door, dear God, and he's holding up his hand, holding up a holy hand, dear God, to thee, even as we are singing the songs of Zion. So, Lord, even though he's at the door, he is still in the service, dear Father. And so we thank you, dear God, for his witness and for his testimony of thee. Lord, we pray that you just continue to have your way. We thank you, Lord, for what you have done and, Lord, what we know you're going to do, dear God. Just continue, Lord, to lead, guide, and direct us, dear God. And truly, Lord, we'll give you the glory and we'll give you the praise as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and we thank you. Amen.
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 Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
Before you to lift the morning offering. This is the second Sunday of the month. So the special offering for today is for the building fund. So the usher in the center will receive that offering for the building fund. And the ushers on either side will receive your tithes and other offerings. Ushers, please come forward. Brother Reggie Jackson, we'll ask if you would bless the offering, please.
Amen.
Dear God.
Amen.